This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You have to admit, compared to what you were watching today, or some of you were watching, some of you were listening to, this is serenity at its finest, is it not? Come on, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I get to the really crazy stories... Yeah, really crazy. Okay, first head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Lots going on there, lots for you to get involved with. Sign up for the, text messaging alert by just texting TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. You can pick up the app online, whether it's the Apple Store or the Google Store, whatever they call it. I know you guys will know what it's called. Hit over there, pick it up, that way you don't have to go searching for it on your phone. But I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Okay. I know, you'd think I'm going to go jump right into all the crazy stuff that was going on in the impeachment. I don't even know what to call it today. It was a circus. When you listen to those people, it was a circus. But first, I want some lightheartedness. Here we go. There's the one I was looking for. This one here, just hilarious. If you didn't think it could get any crazier, right, with the whole thing with Disney and a few other things going on, if you didn't think this could get any more nuts, we now have found, we had to be told, because I don't know about you guys, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, you know? But Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, it may not be acceptable for young kids anymore. You know why? Because of all the bullying scenes. And it's been blasted. Here's the thing. We have raised a group of people. We now have a mindset that the way you get rid of bullying is you never show that it happens. That's how you get rid of it. The way you get rid of racism is to make sure that every white person knows that they're a racist. I want you to think about this. Right? The way you stop rape culture... Right, is to make sure that men, or anybody for that matter, never say anything about how a woman dresses or looks. I mean, you can't even... Yeah. I don't know. I've been through this before. And all it does is make me get a flat forehead because I slam my head against the desk. We are responsible for nothing anymore. That whole group on the far left, I told you, they should rename themselves the Party of Non-Responsibility. They're responsible for nothing. It's December. You know what that means? All your favorite Christmas shows, Christmas... Mine, you will find, some of you who have been watching the show for years already know. Right? Mine is The Grinch. I love The Grinch movie. I think it's wunderbar. Seriously, though. And I know there's a whole bunch of Christmas story, Kimberly. She loves The Christmas Story. She thinks it's wonderful. Right, so all these Christmas specials now, they're going to be broadcast. They're going to be throwing up Christmas movies the last week and a half before Christmas. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has already aired. Right? It's 55 minutes long. And The film spotlights Rudolph and his journey from outsider being to becoming the hero of Christmas. I mean, it's an overcoming. This is the thing about, again, remember we talked about this already. It seems like overcoming now. Teaching somebody to overcome adversity is bad. What we should do is make sure they never see the adversity. That's what they're telling us. That they don't know it exists. Now, again, did Rudolph get bullied? Sure he did. Got made fun of and everything. Came out on top, though, didn't he? And by the way, just for those who don't know, it's a phony story. God. Look, it's claymation. I don't know if anybody caught that. All right, anyway. So, it's what happens between, well, you know, when you look at this, some of the viewers were uneasy about the story. Like, it's the first time they've heard it or seen it. Phyllis writes, as an adult, Rudolph is the saddest thing ever with the bullying and the shaming and a mean Santa. Probably not as bad as Nestor, the long-eared Christmas donkey. Where's, you know, where his mom, like, freezes to death or something. And these are children's shows? No wonder we're all messed up. No, Phyllis, we're all messed up because of people like you, Phyllis. Seriously. We're messed up because you don't want kids to see adversity. You don't want kids to have to push through anything negative. You don't want them to have to learn how to toughen up a little bit. Yeah, it happens. It's needed. It's required. Early in the episode, Rudolph finds himself needing to wear a fake black nose to hide his difference. Well, okay. Right? He has a red nose. That's unacceptable. And his parents make him feel even worse because they make him cover it up. Cover up his naturally beautiful red nose. He does so to avoid embarrassment and ultimately is the center of a joke when it falls off. Remember, the other reindeers refuse to allow him to play with them. God. It's claymation, people. Just so we're clear. And there's a story behind it. Right? And now one person writes, oh, this whole thing around, this is hilarious. This is hilarious. I mean, I'm sorry because I know there's kids in the car. I'm not trying to be mean. Change the station, pick it up later. I don't know what to tell you. But ultimately, the one writer says, like, this is... You have to blame Santa for the bullying culture at the North Pole, right? Donner is just middle management. Santa put pressure on his reindeer, so they felt like they had to have this perfect child. It's claymation, people. I don't even know where to go with this. But it was big. It was big on Twitter. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. We'll be back in a little bit. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-SHOW, 855-732-5566. I didn't think I was going to hang out on this, but you have to admit, this is, you know, you talk about the real Grinch, the left is the real Grinch. When even the old Christmas shows now, they're bullying shows, and Santa allows bullying to go on at the North Pole, and. Come on, people, wake up. The story's about overcoming. People are going to go through nasty stuff in their lives. If you never show them how other people has overcome, and I realize it's only claymation, but you know what I'm saying. We see stories all the time. If you don't show them how to overcome, if you don't show them that they can overcome, then why live? What's the reason for living? If you dealt a nasty hand of cards, right, or something goes wrong in your life, that's it, it's over? And yet, you know what's really funny about all this? What's asinine about all this? We hold in high esteem shows like 13 reasons to commit suicide, and yet Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, not so much. We should hear the flushing sound on a regular basis. Rudolph and Hermie, the North Pole, seems like the most toxic work environment to ever exist. Right? Constant bullying. And then the banishment? How dare they banish misfit toys? These people are actually writing this stuff for real. Why? Because I don't want a car with three wheels. I want all four wheels on the car. And I don't have to take it because you tell me to. Somebody else might appreciate it, but I wouldn't. So don't force that on me. Fix it. I just think it's funny. Right? One writer says, I don't think that by getting sensitive to bullying that you want to copy it. You want to get rid of it. And certainly in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, everyone is reconciled. Everyone becomes happy at the end. Things get fixed. They talk about stuff. They work through the issues. Why is that bad? Right? Unreal. Anyway. You know, it's constant. These people are constant. And they don't know. They just don't get it. I mean, life doesn't work out well for them. And they just don't get it, and all of a sudden, it's everybody else's fault. Because they can't just deal with the simple things in life. I love it. And I mean, that's really, no, I love it. I think it should be harder, it should be hard as humanly possible for them, so again, they have to go through this stuff. They have to learn how to push through this stuff. I don't get any other way. Really, I mean that sincerely. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I got to find this. This is hilarious. The impeachment charade today, is that what we want to call it? Right, in the impeachment charade today. I just find this amazing to no end. That even the witnesses they had there, say, even the, what do they call it? The constitutional attorneys, I guess is what they were. Right? They couldn't even find reasons to impeach. They went all over the place and they sounded so eloquent. Right? And these professors were, they were going to impeach this president no matter what the law actually said. They weren't really interested. Right? Pamela, stop doing this to me. Oh, here she is. Yeah, Pamela Carlin. There is one, if you want to set the stage for this whole thing, if you want to see for real how this whole thing was going to play out right from the beginning and how childish this was going to become, because it became pretty darn childish pretty fast. And I don't care who you are. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. If you truly care about this country, if you truly want this to be an honest opinion, an honest, kind of hard to say, an honest impeachment, Then shouldn't petty comments, petty issues, shouldn't we throw them out? Shouldn't we not allow them? Shouldn't we just push them aside? I couldn't believe what I was hearing today. And one of the first ones, when I heard it, I said, no, it's a joke, right? It's like a clip from The Onion or something like that. And I come to find out, not so much. Take a listen. This is Pamela Carlin. She's a Stanford law professor. And, you ready for this? She's an appellate attorney. Take a listen. Maybe. And, oh, did they pull it down? That would be cool. Okay, it wouldn't be cool, but you know what I'm saying. It would be cool. Let me see, what do I got there?
give you one example that shows you the difference between him and a king, which is the Constitution says there can be no titles of nobility. So while the president can name his son Baron, he can't make him a baron.
Do you hear that? Anybody else besides me to think that you can't get much more petty than that? And you hear the giggle in the background, because I don't know about you guys, but I'd be sitting there going, did she just say that? Did she just actually say that in this hearing? The kid's name was Baron. Give me a break. It is a common name. Well, actually, it's a common name of people who have a few bucks they don't know what to do with. And I think Trump would be considered one of those people, don't you? And this is how it starts. This is how it's going to continue. Because they don't really care. They don't really care about you or me. They don't really care about doing the right thing. They care about putting this president either in jail, putting him away, or whatever. And I don't know about you guys, but it's really getting old. I mean, extremely old. Why would you mock the president's son? Why would you start off by mocking the son? Would that make you feel better, feel bigger? Now you're a big deal on campus? Ooh, look, I got one in. Are you serious? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Now, you got one of these people, they said they couldn't walk and chew bubblegum at the same time. They actually said that. Or I should say, they actually admitted to that. More on this on the inside of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. You got to hear these professors. You got to hear how out of touch they are with the rest of the country. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Trump administration formalized work requirements for recipients of food stamps, a move that will cause hundreds of thousands of people to lose access to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue spent about 18 minutes on a call with reporters outlining the changes of the rule that will take effect on April 1st. Democratic candidate Julian Castro completely disagrees with the plan.
It's stupid, it's cruel, it's exactly the wrong direction.
direction, we'd actually be providing more opportunity for people to get the food that they need.
The USDA rule change affects people between the ages of 18 and 49 who are childless and not disabled. This would save the government $5.5 billion over 5 years. The agency said it found 2.9 million adults on the SNAP rolls that were able-bodied and said 2.1 million were not working. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free.
You waving the flag yet?
The nation that I love is falling under attack.
He
is from inside. Come on, were you watching these things today? You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live, by the way. In case you just tuned in, you don't know what you're listening to. Trouble State, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. I send out one email a week. One, I let you know who's coming on the show, what's coming up, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of stuff. So we're going to talk about later on a little bit about health care. You know, I know I did last week. I'm going to do it again this week because, you know, you're coming up to that enrollment time in your insurance. You really need to give some serious thought. Do you want control of how your body is taken care of? Do you truly want control of the medicine you put in your body? You need to research all options. You do it with other things. You go on trips. You go to banks. You credit cards, whatever. You explore every option. When it comes to your body, you don't. You don't look at every option for insurance type of services. And then Larry Greenfield's going to join me. We're going to talk, you know, there's a lot going on right now in Israel. And I don't think there's anybody who really knows what's, you know, we don't all have our nose to the grindstone, as they say, or our ear to the cement to hear what's going on. Train tracks in my day, right? I mean, to hear what was going on, to know what's going on there, to know how it's affecting us here. We hear that Netanyahu's might be indicted, but for what and why? We've seen this game play out before. So Larry's going to come on and discuss with us what is happening in Israel, what's happening in the Jewish community. Okay, so today, in the impeachment debacle, I don't even know what to call it. I don't want to call it a hearing, because it sure as heck wasn't a hearing. Not really. Not the way we know a hearing to be. And you heard these professors, you heard these people basically say, there's nothing there. There's no there. Right? Am I wrong? Did somebody hear something I didn't hear? Is there another tape somewhere? You never know. Take a listen. See if this works.
Professor Feldman, will you please explain why you concluded that the president committed the high crime of abuse of power and why it matters?
The abuse of power occurs when the president uses his office for personal advantage or gain. That matters fundamentally to the American people, because if we cannot impeach a president who abuses his office for personal advantage, we no longer live in a democracy. We live in a monarchy, or we live under a dictatorship. That's why the framers created the possibility of impeachment.
Yeah. Right. See, because it has nothing at all to do with what is high crimes and misdemeanors. What did he do specifically? What did he do for personal gain? I keep going back to the same thing. You guys have heard this a million times. Nothing new here when I say to you, you hear what's happening, and the bottom line with this is, what personal gain did he get out of it? When he pounded on the Ukrainian president, and he didn't, but they're calling him, you know, browbeating. What did he say? He said the same thing the Democrats are saying. There were shenanigans here in 2016. You said you ran on cleaning up the your swamp. You ran on fixing the corruption. Are you going to fix it? I still don't understand what's wrong with that. Right? And now you got Gates. I mean, this guy was on. I saw bits and pieces of it. I know I sound like the guys I make fun of. But I saw bits and pieces of this today. This guy was on fire. And he was having none of the tomfoolery going on. He was having none of the garbage that was happening. Just to make sure that true justice was carried out. Let's hear what he had. Well, if it works, let's hear what he had to say.
You gave $2,000 or you gave $1,000 to Elizabeth Warren, right?
I believe so.
You gave $1,200 to Barack Obama?
I have no reason to question that.
And you gave $2,000 to Hillary Clinton?
That's correct.
Why so much more for Hillary than the other two? And Professor Feldman, is since you seem to believe that the basis for impeachment is even broader than the basis that my Democrat colleagues have laid forward, do you believe you're outside of the political mainstream on the question of impeachment?
I believe that impeachment is warranted whenever the president abuses his power for personal benefit or to corrupt the democratic process.
Did you write an article entitled "It's Hard to Take Impeachment Seriously Now"?
Yes, I did write that article.
And in that article, did you write? Hold on, I'm limited on time.
So, I wrote that article.
Did you write since the 2018 midterm election, House Democrats have made it painfully clear that discussing impeachment is primarily or even exclusively a tool to weaken President Trump's chances in 2020. Did you write those words?
Until this call in July 20.
That's a yes or no question. Hello.
5th, I was an impeachment skeptic. All changed my mind, sir, and for
thank you. I appreciate your testimony. Professor Carlin, you gave $2,000, or you gave $1,000 to Elizabeth Warren, right?
I believe so.
You gave $1,200 to Barack Obama?
I have no reason to question that.
And you gave $2,000 to Hillary Clinton?
That's correct.
Why so much more for Hillary than the other two?
Because I've been giving a lot of money to charity recently because of all of the poor people in the United States.
Well, those aren't the...
Oh, she looked right into the camera like, yay, because Trump made... Because this economy is making people poor. What?
Those aren't the only folks you've been given to. Now, have you ever been on a podcast called Versus Trump?
I think I was on a live panel that the people who ran the podcast called Versus Trump...
On that, do you remember saying the following? Liberals tend to cluster more. Conservatives, especially very conservative people, tend to spread out more, perhaps because they don't even want to be around themselves. Did you say that?
Yes, I did.
Trump, or love Trump's hate, right? Isn't that what these people are pushing? Is that what these hypocrites are pushing? This is a professor. This is what I've been telling you guys. This is a person that's in front of your kids. This is a person that's teaching your kids about hate. This is hate.
Do you understand how that reflects contempt on people who are conservative?
No, what I was talking about there was the next...
Let me over-philosophize this and try to explain to you something or use words that go way over your head so you won't understand what I'm saying. And I'll make you feel dumb if you ask any more questions.
Natural tendency, if you put the quote in context, the natural tendency of a compactness requirement to favor a party whose voters are more spread out.
Well,
and I do not...
You ever notice how whenever they say something, and they've, for all intents and purposes, they've been caught, right? Whenever they say something and they don't like the way we talk about it, you notice it's because we have taken it out of context. They, however, if you would notice, they get it right all the time. Just listen, they'll tell you.
Hold on, I'm very limited on time, Professor. And so I just have to say, when you talk about how liberals want to be around each other and cluster, and conservatives don't want to be around each other, and so they have to spread out, it makes people, you may not see this from, you know, like the ivory towers of your law school, but it makes actual people in this country feel like, excuse me, you don't get to interrupt me on.
I love this guy. He's not putting up with anything. And that's the way it should be. Don't put up with anything. They love to interrupt. They love to jump in. Don't let them get away with it. Seriously, I'm not joking. And this goes on and on and on. This never stops with these people. And we're going to get to, yeah, I'll start it a little bit here, but we're going to get to him. He's going off during an impeachment hearing, which I find wonderful. And Gates, that is. And he's calling them out truly on the hypocrisy. He's calling them out truly on the things that they say that the president did. They never held Obama's feet to the fire. They never held Hillary's feet to the fire. I mean, think about all the lies that were told to us and the scandals that they did have in the Obama administration. They don't call them scandals because they think they were right. So don't say anything that says, hey, they didn't have any scandals. No, you're wrong. They did. They just refuse to call him that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember, I mean, seriously, get involved in the conversation. Send me your email address. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots going on up there. You can give me your email address. I send it out once a week. Let you know what's going on. I'll let you know what's happening, you know, on the show, the topics we're taking on, the guests we're going to have. And there's a donate button on there, right? Help the show out. Hit the donate button. Donate a cup of coffee. You know what I mean by that, right? Send the $2 on the coffee. Send the $2 to the donate button. Finish this up on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying you need to stick with the program. And you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. Go ahead, Daddy-o.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for joining us, being with us, being part of the solution, part of everything, really. You can't just pick and choose. Okay, we're back at it. The House Judiciary Committee had their farce today. I don't even know. I don't think we can call it. Can't call it a hearing. I can't. And there's so many things we can pull out of there and have some fun with. Take a listen. I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time. I want you to hear this.
Mr. Gates. The will of the American people also elected Donald Trump to be the president of the United States in the 2016 election, and there's one party that can't seem to get over it. Now, we understand the fact that in 2018 you took the House of Representatives, and we haven't spent our time during your tenure in power trying to remove the Speaker of the House, trying to delegitimize your ability to govern. Frankly, we'd love to govern with you. We'd love to pass USMCA. We'd love to put out a helping hand to our seniors and lower prescription drug prices. It's the will of the people you ignore when you continue down this terrible road of impeachment. Professor Gerhart, you gave money to Barack Obama, right?
My family did, yes.
Four times?
That sounds about right. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have a series of unanimous consent requests relating to Professor Feldman's work. The first, Noah Feldman, Trump's wiretap tweets raise risk of impeachment.
Gentlemen will suspend. We'll take that time off. Has the gentleman submitted, have we seen those that material?
We can provide it to you, as is typical
and we'll
for
consider
unanimous.
The, and we'll consider the unanimous consent request later after we review.
Very well. Very well. Thank you.
Gentlemen, may continue.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Feldman wrote articles entitled, Trump's wiretap tweets raise risk of impeachment. He then wrote, Mar-a-Lago ad belongs in impeachment file. And then Jake Flanagan wrote in Quartz, a Harvard law professor thinks Trump could be impeached over fake news accusations. My question, Professor Feldman, is since you seem to believe that the basis for impeachment is even broader than the basis that my Democrat colleagues have laid forward, do you believe you're outside of the political mainstream on the...
Oh, no, this guy believes that Trump breathing is a reason for impeachment. When you hear everything that he's held forward, there's nothing that Trump has done that isn't up for impeachment, which is somewhat true, right? Remember, because Congress can decide what high crimes and misdemeanors are. It's really, that's it. They decide what is against the law, what they feel. Remember, this is a quote-unquote legal process. What they feel. You know, it's all about what they feel, too. You know that, right?
Question of impeachment?
I believe that impeachment is warranted whenever the president abuses his power for personal benefit or to corrupt the democratic process.
Did you write an article entitled, It's Hard to Take Impeachment?
So let me ask you a question. Barack Obama showed up to the presidency with virtually no money. And he left that office worth over $100 million. But somehow he didn't enrich himself in the office, right? No decisions he made, nothing he did, put money in his pocket, if you would. Donald Trump has lost $1 billion in worth, and somehow he is doing something for self-enrichment. Again, I said, they're not using our dictionary.
Impeachment seriously now?
Yes, I did write that article.
And in that article, did you write? Hold on, I'm limited on time. So, since the 2018 midterm election, House Democrats have made it painfully clear that discussing impeachment is primarily or even exclusively a tool to weaken President Trump's chances in 2020. Did you write those words?
Until this call on July 25th, I was an impeachment skeptic.
Very well.
That's a yes or no question. What is so hard about this? Why do they not get this process? I mean, seriously. Until the phone call. There's still nothing on the phone call. Everybody's read the transcript. There is nothing on that phone call that is impeachable. We heard that in the first round. Even the second, third, fourth hand witnesses, not even the witnesses, said that there was anything impeachable on that phone call. They need to make up their minds.
I'll change my mind, sir, and for
thank you. I appreciate your testimony. Professor Carlin, you gave $2,000 or you gave $1,000 to Elizabeth Warren, right?
I believe so.
You gave $1,200 to Barack Obama?
I have no reason to question that.
I'm sorry for the repeat, but it'll drive the point home.
You gave $2,000 to Hillary Clinton?
That's correct.
Why so much more for Hillary than the other two?
Because I've been giving a lot of money to charity recently because of all of the poor people in the United States.
Well, those aren't the only folks you've been given to. Now, have you ever been on a podcast called Versus Trump?
I think I was on a...
Yeah, and I love these because he's laying it out. She can't get away from this. I'm going to jump over that if you don't mind because we've already heard this sick part. Right? Go.
When you talk about how liberals want to be around each other and cluster and conservatives don't want to be around each other and so they have to spread out, it makes people, you may not see this from, you know, like the ivory towers of your law school, but it makes actual people in this country feel like, you don't get to interrupt me on this time. Now, let me also suggest that when you invoke the president's son's name here, when you try to make a little joke out of referencing Barron Trump, that does not lend credibility to your argument. It makes you look mean. It makes you look like you're attacking someone's family, the minor child of the president of the United States. So let's see if we can get into the facts. To all of the witnesses, if you have personal knowledge of a single material fact in the Schiff report, please raise your hand. And let the...
They can't! Let me let him finish.
Record reflect no personal knowledge of a single fact, and you know what?
So these experts that they brought in, who was supposed to look over the Schiff report, was supposed to come up with some kind of response as to why the president could or should be impeached, have nothing again. This is the second time. We saw this happen in the other hearing. Absolutely. Did anybody see the defendant with a gun in his hand? No. Okay. Did we do a ballistics report to see if the gun that the defendant didn't have in his hand was actually the one that murdered the person that was killed? No? Okay, great. So we have two no's, no witness, no gun, no murder weapon, no proof that that was the murder weapon. He's guilty. This is what they're doing. And they're too dull to see it. And yet, as I look on Facebook, to friends of mine that are Democrats, they're buying into this. And they've not heard a word. Not a word.
That continues on the tradition that we saw from Adam Schiff, where Ambassador Taylor could not identify an impeachable offense. Mr. Kent never met with the president. Fiona Hill never heard the president reference anything regarding military aid. Mr. Hale was unaware of any nefarious activity with aid. Colonel Vindman even rejected the new Democrat talking point that bribery was invoked here. Ambassador Volker denied that there was a quid pro quo, and Mr. Morrison said there was nothing wrong on the call. The only direct evidence came from Gordon Sondland, who spoke to the President of the United States, and the President said, I want nothing. No quid pro quo. And you know what? If wiretapping a political opponent's an impeachable offense, I look forward to reading that Inspector General's report, because maybe it's a different president we should be impeaching.
Gentleman's time has expired, Mr.
Of course it's expired. You can shut off his mic, by the way. He's got the power. But, I mean, you think about this. Think about what's gone down here. Think about what these people are talking about. And it's what we've been saying on this show for years. It's a double standard, but you know that. This is not news. This is not something that's the first time you've heard it. Right? I mean, seriously. They got nothing. They got absolutely nothing. They are scrounging. They are scraping to come up with anything. They are petrified that they're going to come up blank. Well, not that they are going to come up. They have come up blank. And over what? It's all, do you guys see this? It's all over hate. Do you see what hate does to people? There's absolutely nothing here that ties into this. And again, I go back to the same thing. What if there is? What if the president of, take the name Trump out of it, because that's what bothers him the most. What if the president of these United States, the Dems have been screaming since 2016 that it was rigged, that the president, not that it was rigged, but that, you know, that it was influenced by Russia, Ukraine, whoever. Right? And they want to get to the bottom of it. And the president basically says, hey, you need to get to the bottom of this, and you also need to get to the bottom of it. Why would you pay Joe Biden's son $160K a month for something he has no knowledge of? What's so wrong with that? What's wrong with wanting to put a little pressure on to find out what happened in that election, which is exactly what they've been trying? Well, I say that tongue-in-cheek. You know, they don't want to know. They don't want a lot of that stuff coming to the surface for the 2016 election. Because you'd find out that the Dems had a lot more to do with obstruction than Trump did. You'd find out that the Dems had a lot more to do with tampering with the election than Trump did. And that would just ruin their whole foundation, ruin everything they believed to be truth. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Eat too much turkey? Still having issues? Coming into this time of year, people have plenty of health issues and serious ones. Some of them send them to the hospital for Christmas. Is that where you want to spend your Christmas? Take a listen in the next hour. We're going to talk about how to keep yourself healthy, what you can do to make sure you have the right choices and the right people to lean on to make sure that everything goes right in the holiday season or for the Christmas season. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. Be back in just a little bit.